welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. And I know you're probably shocked that this is the second week in a row, you know, that the schedule for releases are, like, normal, because I've been kind of a mess lately, but yes, and I am actually doing this not at, like, midnight Thursday, the day before it's supposed to come out. I'm actually doing this Wednesday. I know, right? So impressive. So, I get to have, like, a full day to, like, just chill. You know what I mean? Yeah. I procrastinate, like, that's literally, if I could use one word to describe myself, it would literally be a procrastinator. And I'm kind of rambling, and this isn't what you came for, so, yeah. This week we're gonna be talking about season 1, episode 8 of The Vampire Diaries, called 162 Candles, and I was on, like, Monday, I watched the episode, and I was going to Netflix, and I was like, okay, I'm on, like, episode 8, I wonder what this one is, and I saw it was 162 Candles, and I literally screamed. I was so happy. This is one of my favorite episodes. This is probably my second or third favorite episode of season 1. It's so good. I love it so much. Because of Lexi, because I just did a chef's kiss, because, you know, you can't see me, but, I love this episode. It's great. It's amazing. I love it. So yeah, let's just get into it. So a little recap. Vicky is dead. Damon killed her. Or no, Damon didn't kill her. Stefan killed her. Damon turned her. Stefan killed her. And Elena and Stefan are broken up. They are. And Elena told Damon to take away Jeremy's pain and erase his memories. So yeah, that's where we are. So the episode starts with Stefan is just alone in his massive house because, yeah, their house is so big, oh my god. I want to visit there so bad. I've been begging my parents to take me, or to let me, like, go to Covington, Georgia to take a tour of, like, Mystic Falls and stuff, and I want to go so bad. That's literally all I want for Christmas this year, is just to go to Covington, Georgia. So, yeah, Mom, I know you're listening, and I know you know that I want to go to Covington, Georgia. So, just a Christmas idea, I'm just saying. Anyway, so there's somebody in the Salvatore house, and he can hear, like, the whooshing, you know, because the vampires make the whoosh noise when they go super fast. And then he's like, who's here? And this blonde vampire jumps on top of him and pins him to the ground, and she does her little, like, fang under the eye, vein, red eye moment. And then he's like, Lexi, and it's Lexi, and he's, like, smiling, and she's like, hi, and we learn it's Stefan's birthday, and you can probably tell by the title, 162 Candles, that he's 162, because he's old, but yeah, it's Stefan's birthday, and then Lexi is trying to, like, convince him to leave Mystic Falls, but he doesn't want to leave because of Elena. And then Lexi can't leave the house for the entire day because she doesn't have a daylight ring, which, honestly, she should get one. That's mean. She couldn't get one, but I mean, if she did, that would be so much more fun for her, because, you know, she could go out in the day. Anyway, we do confirm that Stefan is turning 162. And that cuts to Sheriff Forbes questioning Matt, Stefan, Elena, and Jeremy about Vicky. And all their stories have lined up. And, yeah, so their stories are lining up. And again, Matt doesn't know anything about how Vicky was a vampire or anything. He wasn't compelled like Jeremy was. Like, this is just what Matt is, like, actually thinking. And then Jeremy, like, says exactly what Damon told him to believe and think. He says, I think it's for the best, but yeah, I, like, think she's gone. So you can really tell how that compulsion works. Like, it's literally word for word, like, engraved in their brain. And then Matt is low-key kind of butthurt because he won't stop talk to Stefan. And Stefan keeps saying, he's like, I was trying to help her, man. But Matt just doesn't want to talk to Stefan. So I can kind of see why, because the thing is with Matt, is he's always miserable and kind of depressed because, A, his father is, like, out of the picture. We've kind of established that. B, his mother, we know, is, like, not fully out of the picture, but she's somewhere, I don't remember where they said, she's somewhere not in Mystic Falls with, like, a boyfriend or something. So she's not very involved. And then now that Vicky leaves, Matt is all on his own. So you can kind of, you know, I'm sorry I'm sniffling so much. So you can kind of tell you can kind of understand where he's coming from and why he's so upset that Vicky left and why he's trying to blame everybody. Because she left. Because, you know, it's his sister. His sister is gone. She didn't say anything. Obviously, she's not gone. She's dead. But he doesn't know that. He thinks she's just left. So, you know. And then, Elena, this part made me annoyed. Elena was like, I can't do this, Stefan. What? And she says, like, she doesn't want to talk to him. And she tells him to stay away from her. And I just kind of, I get annoyed with her at this point because Stefan is really trying his best. He's trying to be a good person. He can't help what he is. He cannot control, like, he cannot change the fact that he's a vampire. And she is just, like, she says, everywhere you go, like, pain or death follows you. I can't remember if that's now or a different part, but, like, I think it's now. But he can't control that. I mean, he's a vampire, and he's trying his best. I mean, he's not drinking humans. He's literally only surviving on animals, which, might I add, is really... I don't know if they've already, like, talked about it. I can't remember. Sorry, I have a really bad memory. I'm not very good at this. But, yeah, it doesn't taste very good to them. Like, it doesn't taste nearly as good as the human blood. And, you know, it makes him weaker. It makes his, like, special powers not work right. And he's doing this all to try to be a good person. And she's just like, no, stay away from me. And it made me a little bit upset. But then again, I also kind of see her side because her brother's girlfriend just died. And she didn't like Vicky. She was mean towards Vicky. Oh my god, she was really rude towards Vicky. Especially in, like, the last episode, in 1X7. She was, like, really rude to Vicky. So, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. I say so, yeah, like, way too many times. And I also feel like I say like a lot. So I'm really sorry if you get annoyed. I'm trying my best here, man. Lexi wakes up next to Damon, and they're kind of, like, talking a little bit, I guess, small talk. They're joking around, Obviously, you can tell Lexi has known Damon and Stefan for a very long time. So she kind of chokes him, and she says, "I'm older, and that means I'm stronger." And she says how she's gonna kill him. And Damon is a little bit scared, which I don't think we've really seen yet. We haven't seen Damon intimidated yet by anything, but he was pretty intimidated by. Well, no, I guess he might have been a little bit scared and intimidated when he was locked in the cellar with the vervain because he was so weak. But, you know, this is another time where he's very intimidated and it's low-key kind of rare. I love Lexi with a burning passion. I love her so much. She's one of my favorite characters, honestly. I love her. And then Grams is talking to Bonnie, and she says how Bonnie needs to keep wearing the crystal because it was her ancestor, Emily Bennett. And she's like, "Bonnie, you gotta wear that crystal." And I love Grams as well. Grams is just, you know, she's great. I love her. Jenna's back this episode. Jenna was in the last episode, but she's in this episode. And Jenna and Elena are both wallowing because they're both going through breakups. And Jenna says she was dumped. She wasn't dumped, though, because, you know, she thinks that Logan just left town without saying anything, when in reality we know he died. But she doesn't know that. She thinks she was dumped. And Jeremy's doing homework, which is completely shocking to literally anybody who's watching, Elena and Jenna were completely shocked, completely and utterly shocked. They were literally like, what's happening with you? Like, what are you, possessed or something? Because Jeremy doesn't do homework. Jeremy drinks and smokes and gets high and it doesn't pay attention and skips class. He does not do homework. But, you know, you can probably infer why I sound like an English teacher, oh my god, why he's doing homework is because of that compulsion, and, you know, he's acting completely unfazed, which Elena does talk about later, so I'll kind of save that for later. Damon brings Sheriff Forbes a box of vervain, and she tells him her theories, which in this moment you can be like, okay, why is Damon getting so close to the sheriff? Why is he giving her vervain when he knows that that stuff can harm him? And in this scene, you see it really pay off because he gets to know what she's thinking and what their plans are. He now knows that she's thinking, oh, maybe vampires can come out during the day. We have to take that into consideration. And she tells him the plan, and he says he wants to help, which is him getting on her good side, him getting her to trust him. So if somebody says, oh, he's a vampire, like, she'll say, no, you're wrong, because she'll trust him. So, yeah. And then Elena is sad in her bed, which I'm not gonna get mad at her because breakups suck. Especially with Stefan Salvatore. Oh my god, why would you ever want to break up with Stefan Salvatore? You gotta be a little insane to do that. And Bonnie comes over, and we get this beautiful moment because Elena tells Bonnie, she's like, get my mind off things. And Bonnie is like, I got you. So she cuts open a pillow and dumps all the feathers out. And then she starts with one feather. And she, like, tells Elena, she's like, there's no fan, no air conditioning, no windows open. And she starts by lifting up one feather with her little magical witchy powers. And then there's a few more feathers. And then she literally takes the whole pile of feathers and she floats them around. And Elena has seen, quote, magic, but not like this kind of magic. She's seen how fast the vampires are and like kind of a little bit of what they can do, but she has never seen this magic, you know, the magic that Bonnie has because she's a witch. Vampires obviously can't make feathers float. They can't do this stuff. They can't cast spells, but Bonnie can. And this is her first time seeing it, so she's completely shocked. And also, this is such an iconic moment in the series. And I love this scene. This is one of my favorite scenes. And Bonnie just says, "I'm a witch." And Elena, this part made me laugh. Elena says, "I believe you." And I'm like, okay, why would you not believe her? She's literally making feathers float around your room right in front of your face. What other explanation? Tell me what. Like, honestly. Like, I think that line is, like, not, like, stupid. It's not a stupid line. But it just made me laugh. Because I'm just like, Elena, honey, what else would you think? What else would you do if you said, "What? I don't believe you"? Why would you not believe her? You know vampires exist. Why would it be such a far stretch? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's kind of obvious for Elena to believe her, but it's still a cute moment, and I love it. I love that scene. And then Caroline is walking in the middle of Mystic Falls, and Damon comes up to her, and she says, "I'm done with you," and Damon compels her, and she's like, "Oh, hey!" You know, she went from, you know, the thing, like, they go from 0 to 100. She went from 100 to 0 real fast. And Damon's like, "That's better." And this is toxic Damon, which we do not stand. We do not stand the abusive relationship, Damon. We do not stand how Damon acted with Caroline in season 1. Because that is just not okay. You know, it's really not okay. And, like, I get it, like, you know, there's a lot of messed up things that happen, and I'm in love with fictional characters who are vampires and murderers, and that should already be, like, that's not okay for them killing people, but we let that slide. We do not let the toxic relationship slide. So, how he's treating Caroline, this is not okay, and my logic makes absolutely no sense, but we're not going to talk about it because I have issues. And so he compels her to throw a party and to get the crystal from Bonnie. And she's like, okay, because obviously she's compelled. She's not on vervain, and she has to, like, you know, that's how compulsion works. She has to do it. And then Stefan is talking to Lexi about Elena, and Lexi pulls out a blood bag and she sticks a straw in it and she drinks from it. She thinks that Stefan is, like, judging her, but he's not judging her. And he says that if he, you know, starts drinking human blood again, he doesn't know if he could stop. So we don't know why exactly Stefan drinks animal blood. They've never outright said it. It could be a moral thing where he just doesn't want to drink the blood of humans, or this kind of hinted at a bit of an addiction thing where, like, you know, he says, "I might not be able to stop," so maybe he has, like, an addiction to blood, to human blood, so he has to restrain himself. I don't know. Yeah. And then Stefan, hold on, wait. Oh, Damon tells Stefan and Lexi about the party that Caroline is throwing. I wrote it as Stefan told Stefan and Lexi, and that didn't make sense. No, Damon told Stefan and Lexi about the party that Caroline is throwing, and Lexi is like, "We're going," and Stefan is kind of being annoying and being like, "No," but, you know, he does. Yeah. And then we learn that Stefan had some nights. Some nights, because Lexi is talking about it. So Stefan had a couple of wild nights in his life. As we learn from Lexi, which I, you know, Stefan is very uptight a little bit, and he's not as loose, I guess you could say, as Damon is. Like, he's not as carefree. Which in some ways, like the murdering aspect is a good thing, but in other ways it can be kind of like, you know, we want to see fun Stefan. We want to see Stefan partying and having a good time. And then Elena shows up to the Salvatore house. Oh, and also Lexi talks about Catherine, and we learn that Lexi has never met Catherine. So, you know, that's just you know, something to keep in mind. Elena shows up to the Salvatore house, and Lexi's there in a towel, and Stefan's in the shower, and she answers the door, and Lexi kind of freaks out. She's like, "Oh my God," you know. She asks, like, "Who are you?" And Elena says, "I'm Elena." And obviously Lexi knows Elena is the girl that Stefan was like dating. And then it's like an awkward towel conversation where she's like, "Le hi, I'm Lexi. Stefan's in the shower. I'll tell him you stopped by." And Elena's like, "No, that's okay." And she literally leaves. Like, it's so awkward. And then Lexi gets mad at Stefan and for, you know, going after Elena when obviously she looks exactly like Catherine. And obviously, like I said, Lexi has never met Catherine, but she knows what she looks like from the picture that Stefan has. So, and then Stefan talks about how he doesn't want to know why Elena and Catherine look alike or how they could be related somehow, because he doesn't know why. He doesn't know why Elena and Catherine literally look like the exact same person. And he says he doesn't want to know. Like, yes, that's the thing that drew him in, but he says that Elena is so different, and this part literally had me like screaming, "Oh my God." He said, oh, and Lexi says, "So she's not a raging bitch." And I love that because I love Lexi. Her personality is just amazing. And Stefan says that Elena is warm and kind and caring and selfless, and it's real, and he forgets what he is when he's with her. I literally screamed because I love Stefan so much, and Stefan deserves everything. He really does. I love him. Oh my God, I love him so much. And this part, like I've said before, with that one scene in one of the first episodes where he's cooking and he's telling her about himself, it's so cute, and I am not a Stelena shipper, but I do love, I'm not a sh I ship them at the beginning. I'll say that. I do. But then once they grow apart, then I don't ship it. But I do 100% ship it in the beginning. And it's so cute, and it's so amazing. It's such a good relationship, especially since I feel like the relationship we had she had with Stefan, and I'm gonna get a little bit of like spoilers, so I'm sorry. I'm not gonna try to go too in depth into it, but the relationship we had she had with Stefan and the relationship she had with Damon, they are both great relationships, and I ship them so much. I ship both of them. But the relationship she had with both of them was just so different because they're such different people. And the relationships were different, but they were still good relationships, and they were still cute, and I still love them. So, in the beginning, I love this relationship, and I was literally screaming because I loved it, and it was just such a cute moment. And Lexi was like, "You're in love with her." And he said, "Yeah," and he was smiling, and the way he was smiling was just everything. Oh my God, I can't. And yeah, I just love that. And then it cuts to Caroline, and Caroline really knows how to throw a party, may I just say. Caroline knows how to throw a party, period. Yeah. Damon says he's not having a good time because he doesn't have his crystal. And honestly, poor Caroline. I love Caroline, and I feel so bad for her because she deserves better than toxic Damon, abusive Damon. She deserves better. I love her. Yeah. Okay. And then Stefan goes to Elena's house before he goes to the party. And he says that Lexi is 350 years old. So, you know, when she said she was older than Damon, she really meant she's older than Damon. And he tells Elena that she's his best friend and that there is nothing romantic ever. And good for Elena because she gets a little bit of, you know, security. Not like security, but, you know, she knows that he wasn't, like, sleeping with her just after they broke up. So good for her. And then Elena says she doesn't like keeping all the secrets about him being a vampire and everything. But he says that he will always be there for her and that she can come to her. And my heart was melting and I love it so much. And then he tells her it's his birthday. And he says, you know, he says that he's going to Caroline's party, and Elena's a little bit shocked, and he says Lexi's dragging him because it's his birthday. And she says happy birthday, and then she acts like it's normal. Like, honey, no, that's not how it works. And she doesn't want to go with him, and she says she's going to stay in, and I'm like, oh my god, I get it, you're broken up, but it's the boy's birthday, and he's in love with you. So just be nice, like, I shouldn't be mad with her, and I have no right, I have no reason, like, good reason to be mad at her, but I'm still mad at her, because poor Stefan, it's his birthday, and he's in love with her, but, you know, she doesn't even want to go to a party, and yeah, I just felt a little bit upset, And then Bonnie is at the party, and she will not give the crystal to Caroline. And this part was so funny, because Caroline, you know, she is on a mission. She is compelled. She needs to get this crystal. And she says, Bonnie, I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm your friend. When you wear it, it makes you look fat. And it's such a very Caroline season one thing to say. And, you know, she just wants to get this crystal, but that's just something that only she could come up with to get it off of somebody. Obviously, it does not work. And then she tries to grab it from Bonnie's neck, but it shocks her, and Bonnie kind of gets mad. She's like, you were really going to take it, you were really going to rip it from my neck, like, what's wrong with you? And then Stefan apologizes to Matt, and Matt kind of says that he can't, that with his mom and Vicky, he can't count on either of them. And in this moment, I kind of felt bad for Matt because, like I said before, you know, he has nobody now. Like, now Vicky's gone. He doesn't know she's dead, but he thinks she's gone. He doesn't think she's coming back. He's alone. He is, like, 16, 17, I think he's 16, and he is alone. He has to, you know, and that's a hard thing for somebody to be alone at that age, because I'm guessing his mom isn't paying any bills while she's off with her boyfriend, you know. So he's just alone, and he has so many responsibilities now. And even with Vicky, he still had all those responsibilities, because she wasn't like him, you know. She didn't care about the responsibilities. She would just go off and get high with him, which was her way of coping with the fact that their parents, that, you know, they didn't really have parents. That was her way. And Matt didn't, you know, do it a similar way. He did it a little bit better, but it was still hard for him, obviously. And, you know, he was still had all these responsibilities, but at least he had somebody, and now he doesn't really have anybody. And then Damon, oh my God, Damon calls Caroline. He says, "You're the only stupid thing here." And he says she's shallow and useless. And I wanted to strangle Damon. This whole episode, this is probably, I know I said this is like one of my favorite episodes, but this is one of my least favorite episodes for in the context of Damon. Damon is an ass in this episode. He's awful. Like, oh my God, I hate him in this episode. He is horrible. It makes me mad, you know? Especially in the second half. The first half, it was like, okay, you know, that's just normal Damon being Damon. The second half, it just, oh my God, it infuriates me. I hate it, you know? He made me so mad in the second half of this episode. And Matt, the second half of this episode, I loved Matt in the second half of this episode. I really did. I loved him. And you'll see why later. But I loved him. And then you kind of learn how Stefan doesn't really like to party. Like, Lexi's trying to dance with him and he's not having it. And then it cuts to outside of the grill in like this little alley part. There's a guy and a girl and they're going to make out. And then Damon comes along and he bites the guy's neck and eats him. And then, he chokes the girl, but we don't see him bite the girl. So, you know, and then it cuts to Elena and she's at the grill. She ended up showing up, you know, still kind of mad at her because she didn't really care, but she sees how Stefan is happy with Lexi, which in Damon makes a joke and he says, Stefan smiles, alert the media, you know, but you don't, like, that line kind of got me thinking, you don't really see Stefan smile a lot and be happy. You only saw him smile, really smile, when he, like, that one scene when he was cooking with Elena. And he was telling her about herself. One of my favorite scenes, by the way. And with Lexi, like, you don't see him really genuinely happy. Which I love to see him genuinely happy because it makes me genuinely happy. So, yeah. And then Elena doesn't understand the whole compulsion thing because, you know, she's saying that Jeremy is acting different. And she's talking to Damon about this. She says that Jeremy's acting different, you know, he's not drinking, he's not doing drugs, he's doing his schoolwork, he's being responsible, he's, you know, he's not being himself. And Damon says, Elena, I took away his suffering like you asked me to. And you kind of get just how literal that was, you know what I mean? Like, he literally took away his suffering. Like, Jeremy is okay now. He's okay, which, you know. It's not, I don't like that because it's okay. It's good for him to not be okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's healthy for him to not be okay and for him to be upset because that's normal. And then Bon and Caroline argue and Bonnie says, you know, he can't let Damon treat you like that. But, you know, Caroline just, she's upset. And then a cop finds the dead guy, the guy and the girl that Damon ate, yeah. And then the girl is, like, sitting in a corner crying. And then it goes to Lexi, and she gets some free shots from the bartender. Good for her. Good for her. I love you, Lexi. And she talks to Elena, and she says how, like, drinking cures the cravings, and again, I'm like, good for you, man, honestly, good for you, I love that for you, and Lexi gives Elena some advice about Stefan, And she kind of talks about how she was in love with a human. She loved a human, so she understands how Stefan is feeling, and she can imagine what Elena is feeling, the same thing that whoever she loved was feeling. And she says the famous quote, "When it's real, you can't walk away." And I love that quote. And I love Lexi. I will never say this enough. I love Lexi. I really do. And Stefan was listening, and he says thanks. And she says the iconic line, if you watch the show and you don't remember this line, then, like, the first time I watched it, I didn't remember the line because I didn't think it was, like, as iconic as it is. But it's extremely iconic. "I was feeling epic," and she says that as a joke, but, like, it's just such a big part of the show, and if you haven't watched it, then you're probably, like, question mark, but, you know, it's such a big part of the show, and that's one of my favorite lines. And then it goes back to the alley, and the girl saw, like, who did this to her boyfriend, like, Sheriff Forbes asks her, she's like, "Did you see who did this?" And she nods her head, so she saw. And that's all we get. And then it goes back to the girl, and Elena is actually talking to Stefan. And they just, like, talk for a second. And then Caroline is drunk, and she goes and sits with Matt. And she asks if she's shallow, and Matt says, "Is that even a question?" Now, I know I said I like Matt in the second half of this episode. I like him in the second half of this episode, but not right the second. Right the second, I kind of hate him. Because, you know, it's obvious she's drunk. It's obvious she's upset. And when she asks if she's shallow, that's obviously what she's upset about. It's obvious. And he says, "Is that even a question? Is that even a question?" Oh my God. That's not what you say to somebody. And she says that she wants to be really deep, and she wants to be, like, the abyss deep. And he continues to be an idiot, and he says, "Deep's not your scene." And I can kind of understand if he didn't get that she was upset about being shallow at first. But then she says, like, I really want to be deep. And he continues to just be annoying, and he continues to say, "Deep's not your scene." Like, shut up. That's not comforting to her. And then, after that line, then I like him. I like him in this episode. After he says that line. Then she says she's a kiddie pool. Or a kiddie pool. And he says she's not a kiddie pool. Which, finally, you get that, you know, she's upset. And you should try to make her feel better. And he takes her home, and he carries her bridal style, and it's really cute, and I love it. And then Sheriff Forbes is outside Caroline's mom, and she gets mad at Caroline because Caroline says she is drunk as a skunk. And I just love that. I love that line for some reason. I don't even know why. I could not tell you why I love that line, but I do. But Matt takes her home, and then Sheriff Forbes tells her other, like, cop people that nobody is allowed to leave the grill. And then Lexi goes up to the bar with Damon, and she asks what he's doing, and he says he has a diabolical master plan. But he won't tell her. Obvious reasons, you know. He says it wouldn't be diabolical if he told her, which, you know. And we still do not know why Damon is here. We know why Stefan is here, and we know why, damn it, we know why Lexi is there for this, like, why she just showed up for Stefan. But we still have no idea why Damon is there. Like, it's a complete mystery. And there's literally, like, no hints as to why he's there. Liz brings the girl in, and he points to where Damon and Lexi are sitting, but it's not clear to who she pointed to, and this is where Damon warming up to her really paid off for him. She assumes that she was pointing to Lexi because she trusts Damon. So she goes up to Lexi and she injects her with vervain, and then two of the cops get a hold on Lexi, on her arms, and they carry her out. And then when they're outside, and Stefan and Elena are like trying to leave to go after them, but obviously they can't leave. Lexi throws the cops off of her. Liz keeps shooting her, but she just keeps walking toward. And I love this scene because Lexi is just such a badass, and I love her. I don't love the scene. I don't love this scene after this, but when she's walking, I love that part of the scene. Because she's a queen and she's a baddie. She's a bad biddy, and I love her. And then Damon shows up and stakes her. He plunges a stake into her chest. And Stefan pulls Elena behind the corner of the building, and he covers her mouth to keep her from screaming. And then Lexi just asks Damon why. And she's like, they can only like hear each other, like it's quiet, you know? And he says it's a part of the plan. And he kills her. And like I said, this half of the episode, I hate Damon. I absolutely despise Damon. No matter how much I love him, every time I watch this scene, I will always despise him. I will always be so mad at him. I hate him in this scene. I absolutely hate him in this scene because I love Lexi so much. She never did anything wrong, and he just killed her for his stupid little plan to get Forbes to trust him. He could have not killed her, you know. I don't know if Lexi would have killed Sheriff Forbes. I honestly don't think she would have. I think she would have maybe compelled her to forget. I don't think Lexi would have killed her. But you know, Damon just had to kill her, kill Lexi, and ruin literally everything, and it makes me mad. And then Sheriff Forbes thanks him, and they take Lexi's body. And again, we see what the dead vampire looks like, where they're gray from head to toe, and they have those same veins that they have under their eyes. They have them all over their body, and it's kind of creepy looking, but I love it. And then we see her arresting the bartender because he served Caroline, and Caroline is clearly underage. She's like 16. And Sheriff Forbes thinks that it's over. How stupid she was to think that it was over. There would definitely wouldn't be 8 seasons of the show, and then 5 seasons of the spinoff, and then the spinoff of the spinoff still going, that is still ongoing, if it was over. So, you know, obviously she's wrong, because there are still two vampires roaming around. And then Matt took Caroline home, and he lays her down in her bed. And Caroline thinks that nobody loves her. And in this scene, you can really see how Damon, or why did I say Damon? Caroline and Matt are so opposite, but yet so similar at the same time. And they don't even realize it. Or I don't know if they realize it, but like the person who's watching it like doesn't even really, you know, you don't even really realize it because they're just so opposite in personality, but yet they're so similar at the same time because they're kind of going through the same thing because they both think that they're alone and that nobody loves them and that they're, you know, they're just all alone in this world. And Matt can actually relate to that. And yeah, and obviously Caroline has her mom, but you can see, especially earlier in the episode, when Matt was taking her out of the restaurant and they talk to her, to Liz for a second. She does not have a good relationship with her mom whatsoever. And you saw it a little bit at the episode with the Founders Party as well. Like, it's just not a good relationship. So you can see how Caroline would feel alone. And Caroline's dad is out of the picture. He is with his boyfriend named Steven. I love how I know his boyfriend's name. I remember that. But I don't remember Matt's mom's boyfriend's name. And she doesn't have any siblings. And she feels alone. And her friends... she doesn't really have friends, you know what I mean? Like, she's popular, but she doesn't have, like, a true friend, you know? And then Matt, he feels similar. He doesn't have any family. He's alone. And, you know, it's just hard. And, you know, they really, I feel like they understand each other more than they think they do. And he, I love this part so much. He cuddles up next to her. And she cuddles into him, and it's so cute. And I don't even know. I love this part. A lot of people don't ship Matt. A lot of people hate Matt in general. Therefore, they do not ship him with anybody. I remember I shipped Caroline and Matt so much the first time I watched it. And you know what? I still ship them in the beginning. Like, season one... and season two, I shipped them. Or, like, season one and, like, beginning of season two, I shipped them. And I still ship them. And then, you know, things change. But, which I can't talk about now because spoilers. But, yeah, I shipped it. And I still ship it. Every time I watch it, I still ship it so much. And people... like, don't ship it whatsoever, and I don't understand that, because it was so cute, and I love it so much. This scene was just adorable, and it brought me life, and it brought me some serotonin, so you know what, that's fine. This show just brings me so much serotonin. It's kind of not okay. It's kind of a problem that I'm so obsessed with this, but it's fine. And then Stefan is so mad, because his best friend just died in front of his face, killed by his brother. That's pretty traumatic, if you ask me. So, Damon wants to kill... or, no. Stefan wants to kill Damon. He is determined. He's like, I'm gonna kill Damon. And Elena is trying to stop him. And she says she's not trying to defend Damon. She's trying to... she's not trying to save Damon. She's trying to save Stefan from doing something he's gonna regret. But then Stefan says, you were right to stay away from me. And he leaves... to go kill Damon. And then he goes to the house. And there's a little fight. There's a little brother fight. And Stefan has Damon pinned to a wall. And he stakes him. But he misses. And Damon says, you missed. And he said, you saved my life, I spare yours. And they're even. So that means if Damon slips up again, he gonna die. He gonna die. So, and also I feel like in this moment, Stefan was so, like, packed with adrenaline and fury. And when he was talking to Elena, he wasn't just thinking about Lexi. He was thinking about Matt and Vicky and Tanner. Did I say Matt? If I said Matt, I'm so sorry. Zach and Vicky and Tanner and just all the things that have happened, and Damon hasn't even been in town for that long, and like all these like people are dying and stuff because of him. So Stefan is just so enraged, and he's driven by his fury towards his brother that he almost kills him, but he doesn't. And then the episode ends with Bonnie having a dream about where she's running through the woods, and then she sees Emily Bennett, and Emily Bennett says, it's coming. And then while she's dreaming, you can see like the crystal on her neck glowing, and she wakes up in the middle of the cemetery, which is a little sus if you ask me. You know, and that's the end of our episode. And then So we're gonna do my little thingy that I do when people die. Lexi was first introduced season one, episode one. She or not season one, episode one. I'm stupid. Season one, episode eight was when she was first introduced. She died season one, episode eight. She literally didn't even live for a full episode. She was a vampire. She's 350 years old. Love interest, we don't know who, but he was a human. Family, none that we know of. And my rating for her, 10 out of 10. I love her. She's everything. I love her so much. You know what I mean? I just love her. So, yeah, I love Lexi, and I'm so mad at Damon. Every time I watch this episode, I will always be mad at Damon for certain things that he did, this being one of them, killing Lexi being one of them. Like, that is just something I will never forgive him for. I love him, but I will still never forgive him for killing Lexi. And other things too, but again, not gonna spoil. So, yeah, that was this week's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. You should come back next Friday for a brand new episode. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. And I love you. And bye. Have a great day. 'Tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram at thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!